I'm going to read a poem, Sticks and Stones, written about Little Rock, Arkansas, the town I grew up in, the jazz of Charles Mingus, and an important intersection between the two. The shadow from the brick facade of Central High School did not seem to spread much shade on the streets of our Little Rock neighborhood. I was learning to read, ride a bike, and chase my brother around the yard. Mother, from her standard position behind the pink Formica counter in a tiny galley kitchen, would tell us what to say if we encountered playground meanness. Sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. We watched cartoons and ate Campbell's soup, not knowing that during that time, Charles Mingus was writing Fables of Faubus about the attempt of the Arkansas governor to stop racial integration of the high school by calling out the National Guard. Mingus's record label would only release an instrumental version, so he recorded the song with vocals on another label. In performances, the song stretched itself to over 30 minutes and included snippets of Yankee Doodle Dandy, Dixie, and Shortening Bread as Mingus initiated a call and response with his drummer, Danny Richmond. My brother and I spent our teens waiting for the next rock band to come to Barton Coliseum on the state fairgrounds. We never heard of Mingus or his Little Rock song until jazz started seeping around the edges of our favorite rock bands in our 20s. Name someone who's ridiculous, Danny. Governor Faubus. Name me a handful that's ridiculous, Danny Richmond. Faubus, Rockefeller, Eisenhower. Why are they so sick and ridiculous? 2, 4, 6, 8. They brainwash and teach you hate. Hello.